Hello friends, today we'll be talking about lesson planning. You all must have heard planning, right? You all must have planned somewhere or the other in your real life. Like say if you want to go for a movie with friends, you obviously plan it beforehand. Which theater you will go, which show, which movie, booking the tickets, all these steps are part of planning. When you want to go for a party, you plan which dress you will be wearing, how you will be going. Like, suppose if you say you have to go for a meeting, you obviously have your notes ready. What all you want to say, what will be the agenda of the meeting, what will be the discussion about. Or in simple case, we all must have been to a wedding. Now, do you think wedding happens overnight? Cause not. You just imagine how much of planning does a wedding take. You can imagine that today, wedding planners is a separate field. So, you can just imagine the amount of planning required for a wedding. Similarly, you must have seen the flyovers. You all must have been on a flyover, right? So, how does these construction of these bridges across the roads take place? There is so much of planning involved. Right from the paperwork till the final stage. Sometimes, it takes years before the flyover is completed. It's not that easy. Similarly, when a teacher enters the class, the teacher needs to be prepared. It immediately reflects in the teacher's behavior, whether the teacher is prepared or not. So, the teacher has to be very, very well prepared. Like, prepared in the sense, prepared about what the teacher is going to teach, what will be the topic which is to be taught, and most importantly, how he is going to teach it. That is the main part of planning. That how will you teach a particular topic to your students. So first of all we will see what is a lesson plan. Now we have seen planning in real life. Right? That is a part of our routine. Which we don't even realize that we are planning. But we do. When we sit and reflect over it, we have planning for everything, everything. Similarly, when a teacher also enters the class, that is the teacher's work, that is his profession. So he has to be loyal to his profession. He has to give his 100% and best. For that, the basic thing which is taught in B.Ed. colleges is how to plan your lesson. Now, we will first see what is a lesson plan. Basically, a lesson plan is a framework for a lesson. An overall structure, how you will go about it. You imagine that lesson is like a journey. Okay? Then, lesson planning is the map. It is a map which shows you where to start your journey from, where you finish, and most importantly, which is the route which you are going to take to reach to the finish properly. Just imagine you are driving, you are about to start your journey, but you absolutely have no idea where you are going. What will happen in such a situation? It's very obvious that you are going to get lost. And the passengers in your car will be just wondering. Where are you? What are you doing? The same situation applies here. A teacher is like a driver who is supposed to drive the students through the road of knowledge. If she is not planned about what has to be taught and how it has to be taught, then the student will just end up wondering, what did they learn? It's just that they'll be sitting and listening to you. There'll be no outcome and they'll be lost. Basically, the knowledge which you have imparted is not reached them. So, in that sense, the teacher has to plan in advance that which method she will use or how she will teach so that whatever she is teaching, the students gain maximum knowledge with little effort. That is more important. Maximum knowledge with little effort. Now, if we see lesson planning, it is a very important part of teaching. The teacher must have a plan of what will happen in class each day. It is very, very important. A plan helps the teacher manage her time effectively. We all must have heard the famous saying that children are like clay. So it is the teacher's responsibility to provide proper guidance and proper support to them. For that, it is very important for the teacher to have an exact idea of what is to be taught, and she should prepare step-by-step instructions on how the learning in class will take place. If the teacher herself is confused on how to go about it, it will surely reflect in her behavior and it will leave the students confused as well. That what is the aim? Why is she teaching me? Or at times they will not even understand what the teacher is teaching. So, if you look at the definition of a lesson plan, it says a detailed description of the course of teaching in a single class. In simple words, if I say a lesson plan is the teacher's plan for teaching a lesson. We all know that all teachers are different. You all must have experienced that. You have different periods for different subjects and there are different types of teachers as well. You absolutely love some teachers for the way they explain, while you just don't like to attend some lectures because you don't understand anything. That is the reason. See, normally we say people, we bunk this particular lecture. Now, why do you think a student will bunk a lecture? There has to be some reason. There can be many reasons for that, but one reason can be that the teacher lacks in how she is teaching, or the teacher has not planned how to go about it. So the students feel that why attend if we cannot understand or if we cannot follow the teacher. So everybody has a different unique way of teaching. That is very natural. That is God's gift. Teaching is an art which not everybody has, but you can develop it. Over a period of time, if you try your best, I'm sure you can develop it. So, in that sense, if you see, every teacher creates a lesson plan differently. But there are certain key elements, certain things which are necessary for creating a successful lesson plan. Now, what I said here is successful lesson plan. Now, what is successful lesson plan? A lesson plan will be obviously successful if at the end of the lesson, your aim of teaching the particular thing to students is achieved perfectly. Your students have understood what you wanted to teach them. The knowledge which had to be transferred has been transferred properly and effectively to them. So, that means successful. Now, just simply making a lesson plan which is not at all effective is of no point and no use. It's just waste of time. The main aim for making a lesson plan is that your objective of teaching should be fulfilled. So keeping all these things in mind, you have to make your lesson plan. lesson plans are actually the product of teachers' thought about their class, what they hope to achieve, and how they hope to achieve. They're usually thoughts. It's not necessary that always it has to be in written form. There are many different kinds of plans. See, trainee teachers often have to produce very detailed written plans with descriptions, not only of each activity, but also listing the exact questions and instructions which they will give in class. As well as they have to give timing for each and every activity. Like, how long will the introduction go on? How long will the actual presentation go on? And how much time you give for conclusion and recapitulation? But this comes with the training teachers. When the teachers are under trainee. But in a full-time teaching situation, it is practically impossible. You cannot expect teachers to plan with this detailed level of lesson plan. Like, newly qualified teachers may need such detailed plan. As the teachers gain experience and confidence, planning is just as important, but the teachers develop the ability to plan much quicker with very less need for detail. That is very obvious. As you grow in experience, your knowledge, your level, everything is grown with you. So, it becomes very easy for you. Since you have done that thing for years, you just don't need that very detailed plan in which you write the exact questions with exact instructions. Just write an overall outline of what you will be doing. And the plan is for you, for the teacher, not for the students. So in whatever form it may be, in whatever form you write the plan, the most important thing is you should be able to follow it. Because the teacher's lesson plan is a teacher's work. The students are not going to even see it, or you're not even supposed to show it to them. That is for you, for your reference, that how you will be teaching. So, you have to write it in such a language or such a way that you understand what you mean. Very experienced teachers, they may be able to go into the class with just a short list of notes, or sometimes even with the plan in their head. See, whatever may be the level of experience, the most important thing is that the teacher should take time to at least think through the lesson before they enter the class. If you're highly experienced, that doesn't mean that you just enter the class and start teaching. No. Give some time for it at least. Think about it for 5 minutes. How you will be doing, what you will be doing. Even if you don't make a written plan, but at least a rough idea of the plan should be there in your head. See, being humans, there's so many activities going on in our life. So, just to make sure that you're not distracted, it's better that you give time. You at least think for some time before you enter the class. That what you will be doing, how you will be doing. Now, after seeing what is a lesson plan, let us move on to the next thing, which is why lesson planning is important. One of the most important reasons to plan is that the teacher needs to identify his or her aims for the lesson. The teacher needs to know what is that they hope to achieve in class, what it is that they want the students to be able to do at the end of the lesson, and that they couldn't do before, like imparting new knowledge, something which they didn't know earlier. A new skill is to be learned. There are some more reasons of why it is essential to plan a lesson. One of them is that planning is a sign of professionalism. Like in every profession, you have some or the other kind of planning. If you work in an office, obviously you plan how are you going to work. As I said earlier, even while going for a simple meeting, you have to plan what you will be saying, what is going to happen, everything. Similarly, teaching is also a profession. And as a teacher, you have to be loyal to your profession. So, professionalism is a thing which should be there in you. Students expect the teachers to be professional. If you're prepared, the students can immediately tell that you're prepared. Even that if you're not prepared, they know that you're not prepared. So, planning in a way, it helps gain the respect of the student. If you're always planned, the students know that the teacher, she knows what she's doing. This develops a respect towards the teacher in the student's mind. By planning, you are considering your teaching situation and your particular students. Like every class has a set of students and all students vary in the degree of knowledge, intelligence, everything. So a class is a mixed crowd of students of different calibers basically. So while planning, you consider that which class are you going to teach? What is the students crowd in that class, in that particular class? Now, when you see the teaching material, the textbooks which are provided, they are made in general for everybody. It is not made only for your specific class. It is designed in general for everyone. So, however good your teaching material or your course book may be, it is very much unlikely that it was prepared for your particular students. So, planning gives you an opportunity to tailor your material according to the need of your class and teaching to your class in your way. I hope you are getting it. You can not necessarily you follow the sequence in the textbook. Sometimes if you feel that teaching something which is there later in the book before will help them learn the next thing in a better way or an easy way or which can form the base of some other topic. So you can do that. So that is called tailoring of material. That is, you're altering it the way you want it. The way you think it is easier to impart knowledge. So this will happen only if you're planned. If you read the book last minute just before entering the class, you don't have that much of time to make adjustments. So these things also somewhere should be considered. As we have seen, planning will encourage the teacher to consider the points and ensure that everything is included. There are certain elements of lesson plan which we are going to study in the later part of the session. So all these elements have to be incorporated in the plan properly. Plus, planning also gives the teacher a chance to predict the possible problems in class and think about the ways to deal with them. Now we all know that a perfectly silent classroom is never possible in real life. You always have some students who are distracting or some who are misbehaving, and there are different kind of classroom behaviors which a teacher has to deal with. So these things, these interruptions, the distractions may be internal, like by the students, or external. Say someone comes in the class and wants to make an important announcement, or all of a sudden there is some inspection and you have to leave the class, anything. So all these elements, all these things, somewhere there has to be a certain adjustment in your plan according to this. So it will give the teacher a chance to predict the possible problems which can occur in the class and then how you will deal about it. How will you go about it? There are sometimes difficult questions. See, some students have the habit of asking questions in between, like which are out of the way or just simply to check teacher's knowledge. So if you know that you have these kind of students in your class who think they're very, very extra smart, so while planning, you can just have a thought over it. What kind of possible questions the students will be asking? And then you can do thorough research over that and you can just prepare for those difficult questions and you have the answers ready. Whatever you ask, I'm ready for it. That increases your confidence level as well. It develops interest of the students. They like to learn and they love learning then. So a well-developed plan, it also reflects the interest and the needs of the students. It reflects that the teacher cares for me. Yes, she thinks about me. It also gives the teacher flexibility and freedom in teaching. Like for example, say you can be given an assignment of geography. We have assignments in all subjects which has internal marks, right? So you have an assignment to be assignment in the subject of geography, right? Which you have to prepare and say you have to do that using PowerPoint. So you have to make a geography assignment using PowerPoint. Now in this example, if the teachers, say the geography teacher and the computer teacher have made a deal that okay, let them do one assignment of geography using PowerPoint, and the geography teacher and the computer teacher both judge the student on the same assignment, a single assignment of geography which is done in PowerPoint. Now over here you can just think that instead of making two separate assignments, one of geography and one of computer, here the student just has to make one single assignment of geography in PowerPoint, right? So the load of the student will get reduced. In fact, it will get half. So this kind of things, this kind of setups or this kind of settings, these things has to be somewhere incorporated. Now here in this case, the geography teacher and the computer teacher both are happy. They will get the assignment. They will be able to judge their students. Now, in this case, it's just such a relief for the student that a single assignment has been, they have got double benefit out of it. So, these little things are a part of planning. Hadn't the geography teacher and the computer teacher planned it earlier? Obviously, it is not possible for the students to do it. So, this kind of things make a lesson plan very important. It also helps the teacher to be systematic and orderly. Since all the activities to be done is written down in the plan, it's a very systematic and orderly way of going about. No haphazard things, no chaos in class. You know which is the next step. You're going according to the plan. It also establishes proper links between different lessons and maintains continuity. That is very much important. It's not necessary that a given topic will be completed in a single lecture. Obviously not. We have one topic. In fact, most of the time, a topic takes more than one lecture to complete. So, in such a scenario, it is very, very important to give proper links at the start of the lecture to maintain continuity. If your lectures don't have link between them, it will certainly lead the students in a very, very chaotic and haphazard manner. So, that also has to be taken care of. One more thing why planning is important is that it also minimizes the chances of forgetting or skipping a topic in between. See, at times it's possible that you just forget to explain a topic in between. But if you have a plan, the chances that you skip something or forget something minimizes. Most importantly, the most important point is that it reduces wastage of time. The teacher doesn't have to stand in front of the students and think on her feet. There are times when the teacher is just standing and thinking, those things are eliminated. The time slot, 30 minutes or 40 minutes, which we usually have for a lecture, is completely utilized without wastage of time. So that again is a very important thing, because we have a limited hours. We have limited hours of teaching. In our entire day of school, say 6 hours of school life of a day, we hardly get 40 minutes for one subject. So in that 40 minutes of one subject, it's important that you get the maximum knowledge with little wastage of time. And planning helps you get that. If you're well planned, not even a minute of your 40 minute will be wasted. That's a guarantee. A clear and specific procedure is defined in the plan. So it helps the teacher stay focused. We all know that an ideal classroom scenario is not always possible. Distractions, disruptions, everything is there. But remember, a well-structured lesson plan acts as a reminder to the teacher in case of distractions.